Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, shout out to my friends at Macadoodles out in Darden Prairie. I have to say a big congratulations to Mike McKenna. Before they ever broke ground for this great store in there at Bryan and Fizey Roads, I was already talking to Mike about his plans for this Macadoodles, and boy, has he carried it off spectacularly. They're going to have a one-year anniversary party of their grand opening coming up November 15th. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to have a whiskey raffle in store of some allocated bottles, those hard to get bottles. That starts at 5 p.m. They'll have free samples while you're out there. They're going to have giveaways at Macadoodles. This is what I appreciate about Mike. He knows people are coming in there and looking for certain bottles, right? And what he'll do is he takes those allocated bottles and he'll just randomly stick them out on a shelf. So when you walk in the door, you never know what you're going to find at Macadoodles, and that's fantastic. They've even got a drive-through at Macadoodles. If you like wine, they've got a selection of over 2,500 wines. There's always some open that you can sample when you go in there. A great beer cooler, all the great bourbons and vodkas and gins you can imagine. It's a great store. Stop by and see them. Help them celebrate their one-year anniversary, November 15th. Tell them Mark Cox sent you. It's at Bryan and Fizey Road in Darting Prairie. Go to macadoodles.com.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
And now here he is winning again. How did he do it?
Democrats, I don't understand how a Democratic senator goes, wow, we won really big. Let me cave now.
Yeah, that was the reaction over at MSNBC last night after this vote. They're like, so just last week, the president was admitting that, you know, this was hurting a lot of people. And he was kind of starting to take the blame for it. And then suddenly he's winning. How did he do that? I don't know if you've been paying attention the last 10 or 11 months, but he tends to do that a lot. Now, the question is, what did they actually agree to last night? And will it get through the House once Mike Johnson reconvenes? We got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio up in D.C. this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So do you have all this sorted out yet?
Well, you know, I've been off work. You know, starting Wednesday, I went off work to go to my uncle's funeral.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
You know, so I was off. We had the viewings Wednesday night, and then, you know, stuff going on all the way through. Then, of course, the weekend happened. And, you know, it's just like, I think, like, the last laugh he gave me was that he was going to make sure that all the stuff got resolved over the weekend while I was grieving. And and make sure that I had to catch up on all this stuff when I got back. And trust me, it is there is a lot here, and I think I've gotten caught up, but it seems like we have a deal. It seems like final passage likely will happen by the end of this week. But, yeah, I think the big question is going to be now, what happens with Democrats? Because there is a lot of division right now over what happened here. Right.
So I guess by saying that, you're saying that even if this goes to the House and Mike Johnson gets it passed on with his 1 or 2 vote margin, sends it back to the Senate, is there a chance some of those Democrats balk once it gets back over there?
Well, I don't think it's going to go back over to the Senate. No. I think whatever the Senate passes is going to be the final package.
Yep. Oh, Johnson's okay. I thought it had to go
them
back.
All back. No, he's going to call them all back after they final passage and just pass whatever they give them. So I don't think they're going to make any changes at this point.
What is the biggest concession that it looks like the Republicans may have made to convince those 8 Democrats to come over? Was it really just the layoffs that occurred during the shutdown?
I would say the layoffs, it depends on who you talk to and how they spin it. You know, I think the Democrats yesterday who voted for the bill, keep in mind 3 of them have been voting for it over and over again. They'll say, well, wait a minute, we didn't have a vote guaranteeing that we would have something on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Well, now we have a vote. So, you know, it seems like the negotiations are at least going to happen and the votes are at least going to happen because, look, there's Republicans on the Senate side and the House side who would support some type of extension of the tax credits, maybe not as it is. They certainly want reforms to it, or they want maybe some changes, and maybe they don't want it to be permanent. They want it to maybe be a 1-year extension or a 2-year extension. But, you know, these conversations are now happening, and they weren't happening before. So I think you'll look at some Democrats who will say that was a win, and they should, you know, tout it as such. But the reality is maybe the more progressive wing of the party is not seeing it that way.
Right. And it extends it through till the end of January. Is that correct? When we could see another shutdown?
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So but keep in mind, as part of this deal, there were 3 appropriations bills that were passed that will fund the certain agencies, VA, a couple other ones, all the way through until the next fiscal year. So if we are up at that government shutdown fight, you know, at least some of the government will be funded by then. And there could be some other appropriations bills that get passed. You know, think maybe the defense bill, and then get the defense budget locked down and troops paid all the way through the next fiscal year, so that if we do hit a government shutdown, maybe some of these things aren't as prevalent, especially if they were able to get maybe the Department of Transportation funded before the end of January. So, yes, we are in for possibly another shutdown fight at the end of January, but it's probably not going to be as significant as it was this time.
Yeah, and any layoffs that get reinstated were ones that the president did during the shutdown, correct?
That's my understanding, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, not from the big, beautiful bill. Hey, and it's just a small semantic. I wish that as people report on this, that it is not the Republicans trying to cut Medicaid and trying to cut the Obamacare aid. It's just to go back to the actual levels of premiums we had before COVID. I would love to see that reporting be accurate from now on.
Oh, yeah. And, right. And there's the thing, too, is that, you know, when they talk about the tax credits also, I mean, the question that we've been peppering, you know, some of the Democrats about with this is, well, wait a minute, you know, if the Affordable Care Act needed to have all these subsidies to be affordable, you know, what does that say about Obamacare?
Amen. Amen.
Whether Obamacare reform needs to be talked about in Democratic circles.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, I think these are all fair questions that need to be asked.
Ryan, thanks for your reporting and sorry for your loss.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right,
and, everyone have a great day.
Yeah, yeah, have a great week.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.